This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's interim president says his new government has a sharp sword for anyone who threatens the country's security. He's promising an intensive campaign against Iraqi insurgents. But before using that sword, the new government is planning to offer amnesty. President Ghazi al-Yawar says his government will give a break to those who fought the U.S. occupation. We're going now to NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad. And Ann, how does this amnesty work?
Well, it's pretty confusing. And as discussions of the amnesty have evolved, fewer and fewer people, in fact, will be eligible. There have been repeated delays in announcing the details because of concerns by the U.S. and some in the Iraqi government about initial pronouncements which indicated a broad amnesty. But President Ghazi al-Yawar has now made it clear rapists, kidnappers, and those who've been identified as killers are not eligible. So this isn't a pardon for those who have killed Americans or Iraqis. For instance, officials say it's not going to apply to people who are known to have planted improvised explosive devices, which have killed hundreds of people here. So the question is, who's left for the amnesty? As one U.S. official put it to me, it's basically rock throwers, people who burn cars, demonstrators, those kinds of people. I mean, Iraqis not being sought by name could just quietly put down their arms and live peacefully, in fact, without an amnesty.
Well, that does raise the question, what do you do if you're one of the people who qualifies? Do they have to admit they were insurgents? Do they have to bring in a gun?
Well, why would they admit they were an insurgent if they can just, put down their arms without going public? It's basically a symbolic gesture, I think it comes down to that. The new government wants to show that it's starting fresh. It wants to reinforce the fact that the occupation is over and that the Iraqis are now in charge and that those who launch attacks are now attacking Iraq, not the Americans. As Yawar put it, we have to be strong enough to forgive, but clearly sorting out the details of who can be forgiven has been much more difficult than anyone anticipated. The new government wants to issue a carrot at the same time that it's adopting broad powers to put down dissent and disorder. I mean, it promises a crackdown on insurgents, as you mentioned, and it's reinstating the death penalty.
And of course, this does raise the question, although maybe it's been partially answered, of whether people who have attacked U.S. forces in Iraq will get amnesty. What do U.S. forces say about all these plans?
Well, if they've killed U.S. forces, if they're known to have killed U.S. forces, they're not going to be eligible. And U.S. officials are basically saying the importance of the amnesty the issue really is jobs, not the amnesty. I mean, commanders I've spoken to on this issue are frustrated beyond belief that they can't implement employment projects. Few projects that started before the handover, they're all in jeopardy because of confusion now over payment. There's no money for new ones. As one commander put it to me, employment is the key to success at this point. If you put 10,000 Iraqis to work, he says there are going to be 10,000 fewer willing to fight the U.S.
Okay, thanks, Ann.
Thank you.
We've been talking to NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.